Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today, David Brady, associate professor of sociology at Duke University, takes a look at how the poverty rate can be related to the political party affiliation of a certain area.
Americans typically think of poverty as an individual failing. We think of the poor as defective people who have made bad choices or engaged in counterproductive behaviors. Often this individualistic view even turns biological. Some go so far as to claim that the poor must have hardwired traits that explain their poverty. The problem with this individualistic view, and so much of American thinking on poverty, is that it cannot explain many of the central facts of poverty in modern society. Perhaps the best example of flawed American thinking on poverty is that we are unable to explain the vast differences in poverty between countries. The United States maintains nearly twice as much poverty as its neighbor Canada, and three times as much poverty as some West European countries. In my book, I set out to explain these vast cross-national differences. This research led me to a rejection of the simplistic individualism that has driven American poverty debates. Instead of individual failings, politics provides a better explanation. The reality is that poverty is high where the welfare state and leftist politics are weak. Where welfare states are generous, labor unions are strong, and leftist parties have power, poverty is lower. The U.S. has the least generous welfare state, the weakest labor unions, and a feeble and centrist Democratic Party. If the U.S. had even an average level of these measures, poverty rates would be much lower. The U.S. has more than enough wealth to make all of our citizens economically secure. Poverty is the result of our political failings, not the individual failings of the poor.
That was Duke University's David Brady. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
When we get our grocery bill, we just feel like making out our will. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such time?